This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome back to Bravo Breaking News with Kim and Lisa. So this week on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Merce has officially left the purse and has been dispersed into the Mediterranean and also a little bit into Garcelle's mouth.
Yeah, the ladies are letting go of their demons and Kyle is getting real about where her and Mauricio stand, and it's not looking good.
Yeah, I'm still holding out hope, but I'm afraid it's a lost cause. We're going to dive into everything, give our hot takes, but before we do, make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss any Bravo breaking news.
So we kind of pick up where we left off last week. You know, Sutton is very emotional. We're getting ready for the ceremony. She does disperse Merce from the Ziploc bag into the purse, aka the box. But, you know, it's an emotional moment for her because obviously she shared. It's about the husband. It's about the dad. It's about a lot of things for her. But the ladies get ready. They go into the Sprinter van. And what you think would be a very, you know, emotional moment heading to the ceremony actually turns into quite an interesting conversation, because we get a little bit of education on, I don't know, the gay culture. You know, they start talking about bears. And of course, Erica's like, oh, I know what that is, and like explains it to the whole group. But the shocker here was what Garcelle shared that Andy Cohen shared on her podcast, which I'm not sure why we haven't heard this before, but she's like, oh yeah, Andy came on my podcast and I asked him whether he was a top or bottom. And he's basically like, I'm a powerful top, Garcelle. And honestly, love to hear it. Wouldn't expect anything less from Andy Cohen.
No, it was so perfect. And yeah, we also learned what a blouse is, a feminine top. So we just got all sorts of education. And I was so here for it. I was laughing out loud when we heard what Andy said. So we get to the ceremony, you know, Sutton shares some words. She says that she's letting go of her divorce, her father, and Merce. And oh my God, you guys, I think we're all watching this thinking the same thing. Don't let the ashes blow into the wind like what happened with Sonia on Real Housewives of New York. Don't let that happen. And lo and behold, it happened. They dump the ashes. They fly into the ladies like barely any goes into the ocean. And everyone is trying to be polite, but also just like, there's dead person's ashes on me. Oh my God. When Erica said, I don't know this man. I don't want to taste this man. I lost it. I think my soul left my body.
I mean, the 180 that my emotions did, because I was tearing up when Sutton was talking about, you know, how hard this was for her, who she was letting go of. It was very emotional for her, and I got emotional for her. But then, the moment those ashes blew into the ladies and those shady editors with the black and white and the ashes circled with the arrow headed straight for the ladies, it was like a weather report. I was dying. It was so funny. And, you know, just kind of makes light of a very, very hard moment. The ladies are like, it's all over my back. It's in my hair. Oh my God, Garcelle. Like, it got in my mouth. Like, I just have to wonder. I've never spread anybody's ashes, but this has to happen quite a lot, right? For there has to be zero wind for this not to happen. But it was just priceless.
My God. Yeah, probably does. I don't know. I think maybe you got to go lower, like hold the container lower. I don't know. But, you know, God bless them. They kept it together.
So the ladies then kind of each do their own little ceremony, and they are, you know, letting go of these kind of white flower lays that Sutton gave them. And the ones, you know, they were pretty straightforward things that we already knew they were going to talk about. But the one that stood out to me was Erica Jane, because she threw some shade in there at the ladies. She was making sure that they knew that she was not happy about their reaction to the earrings. You know, she's basically like, I'm letting go of the hurt that all y'all have contributed to in the last couple of years. And the ladies are like, oh, excuse me. Like, obviously, this is unfinished business. And then we have Kyle, you know, of course, her going through so much with Lorraine, with her sisters, and Mauricio to top it all off. I mean, it was a lot.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot. And I don't think anyone saw that coming from Erica. You know, Crystal does apologize to her after and say, you know, I'm sorry if I contributed to that hurt. And Erica says it's, you know, it's fine. She appreciates it. And then, but it's not the end of it. Like, Erica is really upset about this. And I think what she doesn't understand is the ladies were not attacking her, or they were not trying to attack her last year and the year before. They were trying to understand what was going on. And then they were trying to help Erica access empathy, which apparently she didn't have. Like, she just did not have that in her body. She asked her therapist a couple episodes ago, how do I access that? So I think they were just trying to get something out of her that she was not able to give. And she took that as they're attacking me. But she thinks this whole earrings ruling sort of exonerates her from everything, but it doesn't. That's only one small piece of the puzzle. So I don't know. I love watching Erica this season. I loved her last episode. And she has some great moments in this episode too, but I just still think she's not quite getting it.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
And one thing about the earrings that a lot of our viewers brought up last week was that I guess Erica does not possess the earrings. She won the appeal case, but I guess they were, I don't know, they're not in her possession. I guess she doesn't have them. She will not wear them. I don't know any more details, but if you guys know, please detail in the comments. I need to know more, but I guess she won, but she doesn't have them. I don't know where they went.
I think it might go back down to a lower court. I think it was like they appealed it, and then the ruling was, yeah, it needs to go back down to the other court. So I don't know. These goddamn earrings.
Give them back.
Exactly. John Hamm, give them back. They were never yours. So they're getting ready for their flamenco night. Apparently they've been practicing, and you thought the same thing that I did. When we first see Trevor, Garcelle says, did you have fun the other night? And it makes it seem like it wasn't the night before, which is what the editors led us to believe. So what are we not seeing from this trip? Like, I want the footage that was not shown to us. I need that immediately, please. And they were practicing their flamenco dance. They're going to do a little performance. They're all supposed to wear red. Red is a really hard color, by the way, especially a red dress. I feel like so many times you can get a red dress and it just looks cheap, even if it's not. Like, red can just look cheap really easily. So I get that Kyle had a hard time with it. I did not think hers was that bad. It was like a coral, you know, it's reddish.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's that hard to find a red dress, even if it doesn't look amazing. All the other ladies looked amazing. Erica looked stellar. So did Garcelle. Yeah. I mean, Sutton was basically the walking emoji. So Kyle, I don't know, get it together. But as Dorit said, it was better than a lot of her other options that she brought.
Oh, man. Okay, so they're in the van. They're talking about, like, would Sutton get married again? She says it's not happening. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, my theory is that it's because of her alimony. Like, if she gets remarried, she will no longer be getting that, what is it, $300,000 a month? So, yeah. I would do the same thing, Sutton. I would hold out. I would date. I would have fun. But no, I'm going to hang on to that $300,000 a month for as long as I can, if it means that I will be alone for the rest of my life.
I think that's a good point. Okay, so then the conversation kind of turns to, you know, assigning documents, trusting your husband. What does your husband handle? And Kyle reveals something shocking. Guys, she does not always read what she's signing. Mo puts it in front of her. She signs it. She doesn't ask questions. She hopes for the best, in her words. And everyone is just floored by this revelation. Sutton's like, you always have to read it. Erica's like, one thing I learned is it's okay to trust your husband until it's not okay to trust your husband. And Kyle, have you not learned from Teresa Giudice also? Like, that's why she went to jail. She was signing things that Joe put in front of her and without reading them, and she got sent to prison. Like, ladies, you need to read your things.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know. I mean, Teresa and Joe had money, but they don't have the level of money that Tom Girardi has or even Mauricio has. So, Kyle, get it together. You know, like, this is not something to play around with. Sure, occasionally, you know, we all sign something or do something and hope for the best. But in this case, where your husband is growing a business and making a shit ton of money, but growing very fast and doing, like, you're not even happy with him being, you know, really a part of the business. She doesn't like how much time it's taking away from the family. And it's kind of, you know, taking him away from her. At least be, you know, more observant of, like, what's going on there. And, like, I don't know, Kyle, be aware.
Yeah. Okay, so we get to the restaurant and immediately the ladies are like, I don't want to perform here. But take us through, set up the dinner for us, Kim.
Yeah, I didn't get Kyle's, like, stage fright. I don't know. She's blaming it on the drinking. She's not drinking anymore. She's like, I can't go up there and do my splits. Like, Kyle, like, honestly, the dance, like, seemed so easy. I don't know what all the ladies were worried about. But, oh, Dorit, we have these, like, little moments with Dorit that just really don't hit right. And we get the una Coca-Cola normal to the guy who clearly speaks English. Everybody else is speaking English. She's, like, using this as, you know, just a way to show off her bilingual skills, I guess, which is fine. But I don't know, something about it just rubs me the wrong way. And I don't know if you saw that clip. There was a clip that was circulating a couple weeks ago from the Beverly Hills After Show of Dorit being like, Barcelona, Barcelona. Like, she, like, said Barcelona and then corrected herself. She's like, I mean, Barcelona. Like, she had to say it like an authentic local, you know, Spanish person. And it's like, Dorit, give it up. Give it up.
Yeah, she certainly tries. But I don't know. I mean, I think when you are in another country, it's nice to make an effort. But she's just funny. So then we get a little shade, not shade, but, like, we get a little stirring the pot with Anne-Marie. Now, I took this as, like, okay, I think Anne-Marie, this is actually a moment to bring up something. I thought it was kind of the first time we've seen her, like, with good housewife tactics. What did you think when she brought up the Erica of it all?
Yeah, no, definitely. I agree. I mean, somebody had to bring it up, right? And Anne-Marie's like, I don't know anything. Bitch, you know everything. You
watch exactly.
The show. You know exactly what's going on. Oh, I'm new to the group. Erica, can you please explain to me what you meant after throwing the flowers that, you know, I'm going to let go despite what everybody else might say? And Erica's like, okay. This is what I mean. I felt misunderstood by all you ladies for the last 2 years. You know, I didn't like your reactions to things. You weren't letting the legal system play out and everything. And, you know, I, again, agree with Erica. I feel like they were really hard on her, actually. And I feel like while, you know, all of this is going on, there's a lot of speculation. Of course, this comes up. You're going to wonder, is she involved? What did she do? You know, did she know all of this stuff? But at the end of the day, I feel like Erica was vindicated and nobody is kind of turning around and being like, I'm sorry, except for Crystal.
Yeah. And then when Garcelle brought up what Erica said at the Eagle Woman retreat, I had to stop and think, was that really this season? Because that seemed like 4 years ago. I could not believe that the Eagle Woman retreat was this same season of Beverly Hills Housewives. Like, I had to look back in my calendar and, you know, confirm. So anyway, she says, you know, at the retreat, you told us that you don't really trust anyone. Like, how do you feel today? And Erica kind of says, you know, she's working on it. Like, things are progressing. Sutton makes a toast to Erica and, you know, says, even though I didn't get personally invited to your show, I want to congratulate you. I know it's a big deal for you. and I'd love to come. And then Kyle and Dorit start kind of saying, okay, it's getting time to go up on stage and we're going to like kind of try and bail. But it's not happening. No one's letting them. So they get up there, you know, to do their little TikTok dance. And like you said, it didn't seem that hard. It was mostly like stopping and clapping. This was not advanced flamenco. Okay. So everyone just needed to like take a breath. Erica definitely had the most like gravitas on stage. You know, she has a great stage presence. But it looked like they were just having fun. It looked like the audience was, you know, into it. And I loved it.
Yeah, this was definitely a good moment. You know, of course, I love the drama, but I also like to see them all getting along and having fun. And, you know, Sutton enjoyed it. So I'm glad that the ladies could all kind of rally around Sutton on this day for her. But the cash trip is over. They're back from Barcelona in Beverly Hills. And Dorit comes over to Kyle's and we get this sit down that gives us a lot more details about Mo and Kyle. And, you know, Dorit comes over and is basically immediately like, so how are you and things with Moster? And never heard that name before. You know, at least it's not Love Bean. I'll take Moster. But, you know, Kyle opens up that they're seeing a therapist. She's already seeing a therapist individually. She's brought him in and they're kind of doing therapy together. But I don't know how well it's working. It kind of seems like things are not going that well. She says they're not communicating well. You know, Mauricio kind of just likes to ignore things and just brush them under the rug, where Kyle kind of wants to confront things and talk about them. And it kind of just seems like Mauricio doesn't even have time to do that. So I don't know. What did you take from this scene? Because it just seems like things are getting worse.
I had a couple takeaways. Number one being, it must have been baseball hat day. And then number two, I was going crazy trying to figure out the timeline of when this Barcelona trip happened, because Kyle's basically saying things are not great. This is the hardest spot we've been in. And then she's in the confessional saying, like, I don't know if my marriage is going to survive this. That's a bold statement to make on camera. So I went down a little bit of a rabbit hole. I was figuring out, okay, when did they take this cast trip? Was it before or after July 4th weekend when, you know, that announcement came out about them separating? It was in May, so it was definitely before. But I also like was trying to figure out when was the confessional filmed, when she's wearing the white collar outfit, the same one that Katie Maloney's wearing in her confessional, because I feel like you can't say, you wouldn't have said that unless it was after that statement came out. I don't know. I'm just going crazy. I just need the editors to put dates on the scenes. You know, just give me a month and a year. That's all I need. It would just make my life so much easier. So dear Bravo, thank you. But yeah, he's missing out on a lot. He's traveling and Kyle just feels not prioritized. She feels like if there's a problem with the business, he will drop everything and put all his energy towards fixing it. And she's telling him there's a problem with us and he's not putting any energy into fixing it. And so, you know, she's basically saying, raising the red flag and saying, honey, we're not good. We need help. And like, he's just not giving as much energy as she would like to see him give.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of losing hope here, you know. If this was before, you know, they announced the split and they were already like, you know, on the brink of, you know, not doing well and going to therapy, and obviously therapy, you know, maybe they're still in it, but obviously it didn't keep them from splitting. I don't know. I don't know, man. I saw an interview with Kyle on Amazon Live the other day, and she was talking about how the reunion was so emotional, heartbreaking, like anxiety ridden for her. And I just have to wonder, is she going to like tell us some big news at the reunion about her and Mauricio? Is she going to announce a divorce? She has Kathy by her side. And, you know, of course, she can talk about the issues that she's had with Kathy, but that might be for, you know, emotional support for Kyle, because Kathy has been there for her recently. And for Kyle to open up and divulge something like that, she should have family by her side. So I don't know. That's kind of my theory. I think that things are just headed downhill for Kyle and Mauricio. I hate to see it, but I also want Kyle to be happy. And if she's not happy in this relationship, then I think it's time for her to move on.
Yep. Well said. Well said. So I think, I mean, we've got to be coming to the end, right? I can never keep track of which episode number we're on, but we've got to be getting close to the end of this season.
Yeah, I think we are. I think we only have a couple episodes left. I think the finale will probably be that white party that we saw videos of, you know, several months ago when it was filmed. So yeah, I think we're close to the end. And then let's not forget, there was rumors that the cameras did pick back up when Kyle and Mauricio announced their split. So will we get a Scandoval style episode with that footage, you know, after the cameras went down? We haven't really seen anything about that. So I don't know. Time will tell.
Time will tell. And we can only hope. Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. Please subscribe. Give us a like. Give us a follow on Instagram at Bravo Breaking News. I am at Lisa.Rinna. And we will see you guys next time.
See you next week.